Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Stuffy Stewart. Batting third. The first baseman, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sloppy Thurston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Thurston covering, for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Rule and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Rice reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingard hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Wingard reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Wingard moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingard scores. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurston hits a ball on the ground for a single. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurston moves to third. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thurston. Miller moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speaker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerber for the out. Miller scores. Melillo moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wingard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speaker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Speaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bludge reaches second base with a double. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bludge moves to third. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Bludge scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.